Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Eloi Nishmas, the mother Chai Rachel Bas David Tzvi. And for Parshas Achronim Mos Kedoshim, we're going to keep it short. But there's a Midrash in Vayikra Rabba Chaf Beis Hey. And this is commenting on a pasuk in this week's Parshas, particularly in Parshas Achronim Mos. Pasuk says in Vayikra Yud Zayin Gimel, Ish mi Beis Yisrael, Vapesach Omo Elohi Vio. It commands every single Jew who comes from the house of Yisrael, that he should be careful. There's actually, the truth is the way the Midrash says it, it's actually two Pesukim, it's Gimel and Dalet. It says that everyone is commanded regarding bringing karbanos, that El Pesach Ohom Oed Lohi Viyu Lakriv Karban LaHashem, Lefnei Mishkan HaShem, that if he does not bring his karban to the Ohom Oed, to the Mishkan, then dam yechashev leishahu, dam shafach v'nichras leishahu mikarav amo. So it's like he spilled blood, and he'll be cut off from his people. So this is the reference to the Isser of Bamos, of when there is a Mishkan to, you know, bring the Karbanos to in the base of the Mikdash, you should not bring a Karban on a private altar. And of course, it's discussed in the Gemara, the Halacha, what exactly this applies, and it changed throughout the generations. But that's the basics of the Isser, and that's the pasuk that we're commenting on. So the Midrash says, and this is in Chaf Beis Hey, of Midrash Rabba, Beikar Rabba, Rabbi Chama Bar Papa, says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Amar Beisr Bama Hayusra Makriv Bamidbar Achalahu Kama Mishkan. The Isser of Bamos was commanded to the Jewish people in the Midbar before there was a Mishkan. Because originally the Avoda was done on Bamos before the Mishkan was done on private altars, and the Avoda was done with the firstborns. And then Midrash continues, once the Mishkan was erected, the Bamos were forbidden, and the Avoda was done by the Kohanim, not by the firstborns. And the Jewish people would nevertheless, violate the Isser of the Bama in the Midbar, or Noah can be Isser Bama Midbar. Yeah, they would still bring karbanos on private altars. Vahayu pronios baos alehem, and then divine retribution would befall them. Terrible things would happen to them. And vahayu umos haolam omrin ovdin lishmo vahu hargan, and the nations of the world would then say, what's going on here? These Jewish people are serving him, l'shem shamayim, and he kills them? What's going on? L'fikach, therefore, Amar HaKadosh Baruch l'Moshe, therefore God said to Moshe, Leichem or lehem l'Yisrael, tell the Jewish people, ish ish mibeis Yisrael, and then quotes the psukim in that we read earlier, that command them not to do this, bring animals on Bamos. So what's this Midrash saying? So what it seems to be, and this is the way the Manas Kahuna understands it, that really the Jewish people should have known that there's no reason, in a sense, for Hashem to tell them, to have a commandment that you're not allowed to bring in Bamos. They should know that on their own. But there's an extra reason that Hashem is pleading with them not to bring animals on Bamos. What's that reason? Because what happens? Nations of the world will look and they'll see, and they seem just like, oh, look at these pious, wonderful Jews doing a beautiful avodah l'shem shemayim, and Hashem is punishing them. Something's off here, and it creates a chilul Hashem. Now, they don't realize the nuances of the halacha and that actually the Jews were in the wrong here, but they see the Jews getting punished for what seems to be avodah l'shem. That creates a chilul Hashem. So Hashem pleads with them, I know you already know, but I'm begging you, don't do it, because it causes so many other problems when you violate this particular Avera. There are a lot of things to discuss in this, but just one to focus on for now is just obviously the damage of Chil HaShem, and there's Chil HaShem among Jews, and definitely Chil HaShem among Goyim. And it's important that sometimes we do things that are a little strange, a little different in the eyes of the Goyim, and that's okay. That's okay, but we have to be very careful that we are following the halachos appropriately and correctly. Misrepresentation of what the halacha actually is in its own right can result in a chilul Hashem. And just the concept of bamos, having many different altars could discuss what might be the problem. Does it look like a avodah zarah when you have one centralized place to bring the korbanos? So it shows the truth of Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, the one God. And when these things are done, so it could completely misrepresent our theology which obviously we do not want to do. So we should be zochah to do halachas correctly, keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and through that make a kiddush Hashem, that mechadashim shemayim by our adherence to what the true halacha is, and be zochah to once again soon have that centralized place where we can bring karbanos. Have a beautiful Shabbos.